Well, I was just thinking, because this next item I read this week, which is in the journal Nature, has been done by a guy in Harvard in the States called Manju Swami and his crew. And they have managed to exploit the virus rabies, which everyone's acquainted with because it's one of nature's nastiest pathogens. And they've turned it into the equivalent of a Trojan horse. They've borrowed the coat of the virus, which is something called RVG, rabies virus glycoprotein. And because rabies invades the nervous system, this coat protein naturally has the ability to lock on to what's called the blood-brain barrier, which keeps the brain isolated in its own sort of cocoon in the body. And the virus knows how to penetrate that. So the researchers have been able to link this protein from the surface of the virus to various things, including molecules like drugs that you want to move into the brain. And then they injected it into mice, and it went round the bloodstream, locked onto the blood-brain barrier, and then carried the drug into the brain's and into brain cells in these mice. And they were able to even use this technique to shut off genes, including the genes of infecting organisms and viruses. So you could cure these mice of a fatal brain infection using this technique. So I think that's amazing.
That's really exciting, because things like treatments for brain cancer and diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, they do have a real problem with getting into the brain, because the brain's so good at keeping stuff out.
As you just said, you have to drill holes in people's heads and put injections in. Well, if you could use this kind of technique, you might be able to bring in various factors that will boost the levels of this enzyme you mentioned, GAD, which boosts the GABA in the brain, and you could do it without having to drill holes in heads to do it.
Pretty exciting stuff. So there's a good side to rabies after all.